Part 3. Dickon. I wanted to know what was happening, so I asked Tom Windsor to explain.
As you know, Squire Bowes of Barwyke died without making a will,
said Tom.
And everyone was sorry when he died, because the people of Barwyke liked him. He was never unfriendly or angry. He could not hurt a fly. When the ladies inherited the property, they immediately bought some cows for the park. They didn't know that this was not wise. Soon, something was wrong with the cows, and the animals slowly died. Then people began telling strange stories. They said that Squire Bowes walked among the trees in the evening, and when he saw the cows, he stopped and put his hand on the back of one of them. And that one became sick the next day and died.
The people saw his ghost, I said, surprised.
Yes, it was his ghost, but no one ever met him in the park or in the woods. They recognized him at a distance, and they could see the animal he put his hand on, white, grey or black. And that animal got sick the next day and died. People were afraid of taking the path near the park, and no one wanted to walk in the woods of Barwyke. At that time there was a man called Tom Pike. He was the old squire's groom, and the only person who slept in the house. Tom was angry when he heard these stories, which he did not believe. He could not find a man or a boy to look after the cows, because everyone in Barwyke was afraid. So he wrote to his brother Richard, called Dick, or Dickon, a clever young man who lived in Derbyshire. When Dickon came, the cows were better. People said they could still see the old squire walking with his stick in his hand, but he didn't go near the cows because Dickon was there. The old squire looked at the cows for about an hour, and then disappeared like smoke. One night in November, Tom Pike and his brother Dickon were in bed in the servants' room. They were alone in the house, and all the doors were locked. Tom was lying next to the wall, and he was awake. His brother Dickon was sleeping next to him. Suddenly, Tom's eyes turned toward the door. It opened slowly, and old Squire Bowes came in. He looked like a horrible ghost. Tom was terrified. He couldn't breathe, and he couldn't take his eyes off him. The old squire came to the side of the bed, put his arms under Dickon, who was sleeping, and carried him out of the room. Right after this happened, the light suddenly went out, and Tom couldn't see anything. He lay in bed, more dead than alive, until the next morning.
"How terrible," I said.
Tom's brother Dickon was gone. He looked for him everywhere in the house. He even asked a few neighbours to help him search in the woods. But no one could find Dickon. At last, one of the neighbours thought of the island in the lake. He and Tom took a little boat and went to the island. They found Dickon sitting under a big tree, and he was mad, completely mad. They asked him several questions, but he cried out only one answer. "Bowes, the devil! See him! See him! Bowes, the devil!" Dickon became mad, and he never slept under a roof any more. Now he goes from house to house during the day, but people don't want to meet him at night because they're afraid.
A long silence followed Tom's story. He and I were alone in that large room, and I looked out of the window at the dark night. I thought I saw something white moving near the trees. Then I heard a low sound that became a loud cry. "Oh! Bowes the devil! Over your shoulder! Oh! Ha 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 ha!" I jumped up and saw by the light of the candle Dickon's wild eyes and frightening face. He was looking at his long fingers and talking to himself. Tom Windsor quickly closed the window. The story was over. I was glad when I heard the sound of the carriage and the horses outside a few minutes later. I said goodbye to Tom and I happily left the haunted house of Barwyke behind me.